Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles on July, Monday the 16th, I believe it is. And I just have to speak to something that's kind of getting on my nerves. Now, you know how there's that idea that parents live vicariously through their children? Like all the stuff that they couldn't do, they want to see their children do it and they push them toward that thing. It's funny to me how martial arts and martial artists can be the same way. And today I'm going to pick on the mixed martial arts fans. Now, I don't have anything against mixed martial arts per se. I have my issues with it, as we all know. But I don't have anything with it per se. This is what cracks me up. People take what I call the big four, Western boxing, Muay Thai, wrestling, whether it be Greco-Roman or freestyle, and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And people look at those arts and take those arts and base its success or base its validity on the success of some of the world's absolute best practitioners. When people say, oh, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu works. And for you youngins out there, you probably never watched the first UFCs. I watched it for $14. It tells you how long ago that was. Anyway, the crazy thing is people look at the success of Royce Gracie, for example, Hicksong, Henzo, Health, the most prominent names in the Gracie family, and say Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu works because this guy beat everyone from every style. Yeah, they did, but there's a bit of a difference. In the first UFC, there were only two full-time fighters on that entire card. The rest were guys that did their martial art while having jobs and doing all sorts of other things. Two. They did not grow up doing the exact thing that they were exhibiting in this mixed martial arts octagon. Royce Gracie was the, gosh, I guess it would be second generation, maybe third, of Gracie and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu stylists that have been training their entire life for just such competitions. He represents the top levels of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Is he the best in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu? No, clearly not. He has quite a few family members that are better. But the fact of the matter is, he was trained from childhood, as soon as he could walk, to be able to do the things that he did against a bunch of people who were unprepared for it. When you look at boxing, people look at the greatest proponents and the greatest examples of what boxing can be as the validity for boxing. And I understand that. I appreciate that. Boxing is one of my favorite sports to watch. People look at Muay Thai from some of the greatest practitioners, Jangsan Amphertek, Boakau Prapamuk, all these guys, Dutch kickboxers, Ernesto Holst, Remy Bumjanski, all this kind of stuff. They look at the greatest, not greatest wrestlers, but some of the greatest, Mark Schultz, highly skilled wrestlers, Dan Severn, Mark Coleman, Randy Couture, as if somehow the success of these giants transfers to them. News for you, folks, it doesn't. You don't train the way they do. You consider what they do to be crazy. I've seen the top levels of boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu. I've seen the best students of these disciplines, and I'm not talking about in the mixed martial arts realm currently with time limits and pads and rules and weight classes. I'm talking about I saw these guys ply their trade against the world's best, or at least the best available competition at the time. They trained the way you have to train to be able to survive those environments. Remember, these are multi-tournament, multi-fight formats. They didn't play to the crowd or the clock or hoping for separation because there were none. You fought until you finished your opponent, period. Just because they can do those things and you dabble, and I say dabble in comparison, and the arts that they use, don't think that you are as good as they are. I'm a decent boxer from the waist up, you know, standard style sport boxing, but I have no delusions about my skill against professionals. Just because you've seen Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. and Julio Cesar Chavez and Triple G and Canelo, and the list goes on, knock people out, don't think that you'll be able to be as effective in boxing when you train. People have this weird thing about, well, it works because they did it this way, so I can do it this way. Go to any Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu school out there currently. I'm willing to bet that 9 times out of 10, they don't practice starting with a stand-up clinch and takedown against a striker, which they used to do in the old days. And I'm willing to bet that most of those rolls start from the knees. I understand why. Don't get your draws all in a knot. But that element in and of itself, you don't have to worry about getting hit on the way in, is the biggest and most important skill in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for self-defense. Being able to close the distance, clinch your opponent, bring them to the ground, and submit them. You aren't doing that, I'm willing to bet, 9 times out of 10. And this is not a criticism. I'm not mad about it. I'm not tripping on you about it. I'm just saying, if you don't do what they did, don't think you'll be able to replicate their success. I think there's a lot of delusion in the martial arts world these days. When you look at Muay Thai champions, I've seen these guys do 12 rounds of just clinching. Do you know how exhausting that is? I see them throwing roundhouse kicks on the Thai pads in sets of 50. Not a set, sets of 50. And they're not just out there playing. They're not out there tagging the bag. They're out there moving the people holding the pads. Sets of 50. What you call crazy is what they call necessary to achieve the top level of their sport. Period. Malcolm Gladwell had everyone talking about the 10,000 repetition, 10-year, or 10,000-hour rule as a formula, a baseline formula for success or mastery of a skill. That's barely competent at the highest levels of any sport. Do you know how many pitches the top baseball players have thrown? Do you know how many times the top linemen have hit a sled? Do you know how many times a running back has had to hit the hole off tackle? Do you know how many times a boxer has hit that speed bag? They cover that 10,000, not even the first month. I saw Floyd Mayweather Jr. hitting a speed bag. In 5 minutes, he hit that thing over 6,000 times. That's one session of speed bag training. So don't think that if you're not putting in the work of the people that you may idolize, that you're going to be able to get the results that they do. There's a lot of things behind the scene that you don't get to see, what I call the nuts and bolts. People see me double jab cross. They see me throw my family's tri-burst. They see me do a lot of things. They don't see the thousands of times I've been punched back. They don't see the thousands of times I've been trying to recover after it didn't work. They don't see that. People see the sausage. They don't see how sausage is made. If you eat meat, your meat comes to you in a pretty little package. You didn't see someone cutting the throat of an animal and watching it bleed out before it dies. And I'm not saying that to be gross, but I'm saying it to illustrate a point. How you get what you got is likely not the way that the people that you see at the top levels, is not the way that they got to where they're going. If you don't think there's secrets at the highest level of training, why do you think football coaches are trying to spy on each other's training camps and stuff? Just saying. So, when you're training, stay in your lane. If you do martial arts because you enjoy it, fantastic. If you do it because you want to compete as an athlete and find a way to make a living at it, wonderful, more power, God bless, all that. But make sure you understand what is necessary to achieve those goals, because it's likely more than you think. What do you guys think? Am I out of line? Am I just going off on people for no reason? Call in and let me know. Check me out at martialartsoakland.com. And by far the most important thing, please be kind to yourselves and each other.